Good afternoon. With high pressure in control, we'll enjoy a dry and sunny afternoon, although a bit chilly, with a northwest breeze at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures will be in the middle and upper 20s, with wind chills mainly in the teens and lower 20s for the rest of the day. The wind will die out tonight with that high pressure center overhead. Skies will be clear and temperatures will drop quickly. Average lows will be in the single digits to around 10 above. This will produce a sunny start for Friday. As that high drifts off the east coast, though, the door will open for some clouds to stream in from the west. A weak disturbance will head our way during the day, but it will be dry for most, if not the entire afternoon. The wind will pick up from the south, and temperatures will push into the lower and middle 30s. As that disturbance draws closer, some light snow showers are possible, mainly after dark tomorrow evening, and some of these snow showers could dust the ground, especially across the higher terrain. Another weak disturbance will come through on Saturday, but even milder air will be in place. Highs will be in the mid-40s, so if anything, a chance for scattered rain showers. We'll be in between disturbances, but still mild on Sunday, with highs in the mid-40s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Another disturbance will slide off to the south Sunday night and Monday. We'll have increasing clouds during the day on Monday, although somewhat cooler air will build in as we dip back into the 30s for highs. And then another and perhaps more potent storm will head our way from the deep south on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temperatures will be in the 30s, and still a question as to the exact storm track, which will determine precipitation type, but the Tuesday night and Wednesday there's the chance of snow and or rain. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a robust upper-level low will be the primary driver during an active weather period for the West Coast over the next few days. As the upper low moves over the West Coast, a cold front will push across the Great Basin and Northern Rockies with widespread precipitation. The heaviest precipitation, though, will concentrate along coastal California, most especially Southern California, where an influx of subtropical moisture will stream in. Inland, winter storm warnings are out for the Sierra Nevada mountains, where the greatest snowfall totals are expected. Amounts ranging from 1 to 2 feet are likely above 6,000 feet elevation, with as much as 10 inches above 5,000 feet. Rain, snow, and wind will accompany the storm into Nevada and Colorado as the front moves across the Intermountain West and toward the Great Plains. Wind advisories and high wind warnings have been issued for a large part of the West and Northern Plains, with wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour in some places. On the Front Range in Colorado, wind gusts as high as 75 miles per hour will be common, with a few gusts possibly even reaching 100 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 28 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 63 set in 1981, and the record low 21 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:30 p.m. 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, blustery and cold today, a few passing snow showers in the mountains, with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clear tonight with lows around 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, blustery and cold today, with highs in the lower 30s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, blustery, and cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Clear tonight with lows near 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, blustery, and cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny but blustery and cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Clear skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, a chance of light snow showers late in the day in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. The rest of us will see the chance for snow showers overnight tomorrow night, temperatures on average in the lower to mid-30s. A few rain or snow showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and milder, mid-40s. Mid-40s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Increasing sunshine on Monday back into the 30s. And increasing clouds Tuesday with a chance of rain and or snow. Tuesday night and Wednesday with highs staying in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.